everyone, and welcome to the Innovation Mindset Podcast, powered to you by the Jim Moran College of Entrepreneurship. I'll be your host today, Gordon, and in the studio with me is Stafford, Jones, and Hi, you guys.
Hello.
And thank you so much for coming.
Of course. Thank you.
So before we really get started, would you guys like to introduce yourselves and kind of explain what you guys do here at the Jim Moran College of Entrepreneurship?
Yeah, sure.
You go first.
I'm Stafford, and I'm the mapping coordinator, do all kinds of things. I basically follow all of the students, make sure that they're doing the right courses, make sure they're taking everything they need to take, make sure they have the prereqs they need, basically just making sure that we're telling them exactly what they're supposed to be doing and they're doing it, which of course sometimes does not work out that way, but for the most part. And then I also do progress checks. Basically, I write them up at a certain amount of hours, have you come in, we go over it so you know exactly where you stand, and you sign it. And then I will let you have a copy of it. And then I also do graduation. So I'm the one who actually will go through and certify you to either be graduating or not, depending if you have everything that you need. I also deal with all the holds. Anyone who gets a hold from our college, I'm the one who's pretty much just going to be the one you'll see to talk about it and also get it lifted, hopefully.
Yeah, she does a lot. So I'm Jones. I'm an academic advisor. I typically work with our freshmen and sophomores, so those not necessarily in the college, the major specifically just yet. I also do new NOL advising, so it's that first semester at FSU, just kind of help you get acquainted to the university. But yeah, I mean, I just help guide you by picking your classes, make sure you get those core FSU. It used to be called liberal studies. It's called core FSU now. Courses taken care of, and just make sure you're on track with help as well.
Right.
Hey, so I'm Joyner, and I'm the advisor for the juniors and seniors at the Jim Moran College. Help them pick classes. Maybe if they're behind on some requirements and stuff, just remind them of that. I also work with Student Made, which is a great new program that we have where students that have student businesses can explore that and build their businesses more. And also work with ambassadors as well.
Gotcha. Would you guys like to kind of explain how you guys got involved with Jim Moran College of Entrepreneurship? Because I know you guys all had like different backgrounds coming into it. So how did you guys really get involved with the Entrepreneurship College itself?
Okay, well, I've actually worked on campus for about 26 years now. So I did 16 years in admissions. And I had to move on. So I went to arts and sciences for a couple, and then I went to social sciences. And that's about my second year of social science. That's when the entrepreneurship program decided to leave the College of Business and go out on their own. And of course, Kirsten was doing pretty much most of it all herself, bless her heart. And then, so she needed some help. And so she had talked to my supervisor about getting someone, and my supervisor actually asked me if I would be interested in it. And I was like, sure, I would love to, since it's a new school forming and I've never done that. I love to see the ins and outs of it. So I said, sure. So that's how I became part of the Jim Moran and hadn't left since we started.
So I was hired by undergraduate studies, so you're freshman, sophomore students, and I was placed at the Jim Moran College of Entrepreneurship. And honestly, it's been really fun to be involved in such an innovative, creative group of people, because I would describe myself not as very creative or innovative. So it's just been fun to support students and just see all of the faculty, all of the staff really involved in it. I have my background in elementary education, so I always wanted to do guidance counseling, and I feel like this is a perfect combination of that. I also love college students, so I'm like a guidance counselor for college students. So yeah, that's about it.
Nice.
Yeah, so I would have to agree with Aaron on that. Both came from teaching beforehand, and I definitely see the guidance counselor role, see some similarities there. And like she said, it's great to work at a place where everybody is highly motivated. That makes it a lot easier when the students come in for advising and stuff and to hear their business plans and stuff. It's a very good place to work.
Yeah, and I definitely feel like the Jim Moran College of Entrepreneurship offers like so many creative courses. Like you were saying, there's such cool courses that I think that's really what helps like kids want to come up with their own business plans and stuff like that. Because I know before I realized, like I was like, all these courses are so cool, like a podcasting course, like that is so cool to take. So far, like what has been your guys' favorite part about being an advisor? Because I know you said you'd like to step into that guidance counselor role. So is that your favorite part, or is there something that like surprised you about the job that you guys didn't know beforehand or didn't expect?
I of course knew what to expect, but I love, believe it or not, I mean, I got my degree in IT, and I could have gone and worked in IT if I wanted to. Loved my degree, had a blast getting it, but it wasn't something that I felt that I really wanted to do my whole life. I was also working full-time in the admissions office, and I did not realize I would be someone who wanted to help kids. And doing it just grew me more of wanting to basically help your students. I want them to help them basically grow and also prosper and get exactly what they want out of college and hopefully move on to something in life. So it's nice to have the students come back or email you one day saying, hey, this is what I'm doing. Hi, how are you? It's nice to hear from them. But that's the main part I like, is getting them, getting to know them, and then me getting to get rid of them, getting them to graduation. That's because I do graduation also, so I work that. So it's nice to see them when they graduate.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't have a great experience with advising as a student here. I honestly think it's just because of my situation. I came in with an AA degree from high school. I don't think they knew how to handle me. And I just wanted to be like an advisor that I didn't really get to have. So I think that's been my favorite part, is just playing some sort of role. I have several cases where students are like exploratory, not knowing what they want to do, and being able to share with them like what we have to offer, and them just seeing a light, you know, like come to their eyes, and you're like, oh, this is a place for them. But then those students who are like, I don't know if this is it, but being able to connect with them and guide them to where they need to be. Because I mean, I work with the freshmen, sophomores, you're fresh out of high school. Mm-hmm. Like figuring out your life at 18 is scary. And so just being somebody to guide them. I mean, I like saying, I'm like, I got my degree in elementary education, and am I a teacher right now? No. It all, exactly, with IT too.
I do the same thing.
It all falls into place. So just being that person that I didn't necessarily get to have when I was in college.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so my favorite thing about working at the Jim Moran College is probably getting to deal with the students that are highly motivated and hear their business ideas and where they're trying to take it in the world. That's really what I like.
Yeah.
There's one other thing I didn't say that I really liked about, especially the Jim Moran College, and I've been in several colleges, so I know what they're like, is that it's small, which is great. That's the great part about it being small. But the real thing that's really nice and really been like a home to you is that you know everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know all the professors. The professors know us. Mm-hmm. I never had that in any of the other colleges. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, instructors or professors didn't really want to talk to us, but they do, and they treat us just like we're a instructor themselves, if not higher than them sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice. I like that because it makes it feel like you are actually going to a home where you are wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's honestly so cool to hear about the good like environment on the working side of it, like the culture of it, because I know as a student like you feel that way, but I feel like students, it's easier for you to feel that way because you're talking to your professors every single day. You're talking to the advisors face to face. So it's nice to know that it's like that on the other side as well. And I feel like you guys have a very like unique opportunity as opposed to like professors, because you guys do get to talk to every single student that comes through this school. So is there like a specific way that you guys mentor young entrepreneurs into going into entrepreneurship? Or is there like...
Normally, the first thing that I normally do, usually for any of them, because there are some that can come in and just know what they want. And I mean, I love that about them, that they're such go-getters and they do know. But you still got a big group of them that think they might know what they want to do, but still aren't sold on it. So then I try to, what I do is I talk to the student. I try to get some background information from them. I try to make them talk to me, tell me a little bit about themselves. What have they done? What have they not done? What has made them, what has kept their interest? And I usually work that into advising them on what probably a major that would be best for them. And a lot of them, ours is the greatest. And then there's some, like you, I told go to hospitality, honestly, because hospitality, I mean, that what they were wanting, that was more of the fit that they should be in. Mm-hmm. And I told them just do a minor with us. Mm-hmm. which is what you're doing. and most of them have loved it. I mean, I haven't had anyone complain at all.
No, absolutely, because I feel like the courses are so much fun that even if that's not necessarily something you're thinking about, trying out these courses has been so much fun for me. And I'm honestly bummed because this is my last course of the minor. So it's like super bittersweet because I'm done with the minor, but now I don't get to take these classes anymore. And honestly, it is so much fun. And I feel like that's where the Gymnasium College like grabs students.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I also think which is something that I loved when I was getting my degree, is that all of our professors, they all have got background in it. They've all have done it. So you're getting the good, the bad, the ugly, the famous. You're getting it all firsthand. You cannot go somewhere just to get firsthand experience from every single one of the people who are going to be teaching you to make your business hopefully successful. And you don't get that in just any job or any class always. I got lucky in my major. I had that too. But there's a lot of majors who don't have that. And I just see sometimes that as being a dissatisfactory to a degree, just because I don't feel like you can really get in depth 100%. Into it unless you're doing just book. And I'm not a book person. I hate books. I mean, it's just, I do read, but I was never a book person in school. I just...
You like the experience.
Yes, I like the hands-on person.
Which is definitely this major.
Yes, more hands-on, which is what I like.
Yeah. Well, for me, since I'm working with freshmen, sophomores, a lot of the times you either have ones that have a business already or those are like, I don't know, but I do want to start my own business one day. We have a lot of student engagement opportunities. The number one place I send them to is our Blackstone Launchpad. Morgan Rogers is the person that is the program coordinator for that. It is just a great place. I like to say it's a lab for our entrepreneurship students to just get to bounce ideas off of somebody, get mentoring, just to figure out what to do outside of the classroom. Because in order to be a well-rounded student, you need to have like good experience inside and outside of the classroom and how to apply it to the real world. So that's what I typically do. I like to, one, I think it's so cool to ask them, like, what are your business ideas? But I always feel like I have to say, I'm not trying to take your business ideas. And it's so cool, all the different ideas. Like I said, I'm not creative, but I love supporting creative people. And so just hearing that is really awesome. And then, just pointing them to those student engagement opportunities. It's really cool.
So I know that you do freshmen and sophomores and you do juniors and seniors. Has there been any like differences that you two have talked about between the two, other than just like the obvious of them trying to figure out what they want to do, but like kind of just how you guys talk to the students, has that like changed compared to just young to old?
I don't know if we've compared notes yet.
Yeah, we should though.
Yes, we should. I mean, I think the biggest difference that I've seen, because I think I've seen both, but the majority of the pre-commercial, pre-retail students that come through, is they are just figuring out what they want to do. And like our juniors and seniors pretty much know what they want to do by then. So the conversations aren't as long with our juniors and seniors, but I'll still have a long conversation if they want to have one. But I think it's just like the depth of the conversation's a little bit different. Yeah, I really don't. I feel, we need to compare notes.
Yeah, but I agree. The freshmen and sophomores, when they come in, they're kind of all over the place. They have this plan, they have that plan. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the juniors and seniors, when they come in, they're like, nope, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Don't tell me anything else.
And I feel I feel like that's affirming for like our freshmen, sophomores, knowing like it's okay. You'll kind of figure it out as you go along. And because I was like that in college, of just, I have to have everything figured out, but you can't have your whole life planned at 18, 19.
No.
So, but it just comes with experience, just like in the major and just life in general. But
Well, I usually, because I do all of them, so I hear it all the time. But normally what a lot of times I will do is I would, like I was telling you, I like to get more out of them, because a lot of them will basically just sit there and tell you their whole life history. And then you have some who just don't want to say anything. And being able to grab them and get that attention and get it out of them. I mean, I've had one, I sat there for an hour. I'm not kidding you. It was probably longer than that. But she was, every time I said something, it was just like, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. I'm like, well, sweetie, you're in college now. You're going to have to figure out. But what I have also done is that with gathering that information, I was like, okay, well, here's some basic classes that you can take as an elective. Guess mm-hmm. what? They're for one major, and this is for another major. Take those. See what you think about them. One might jump out at you more than the other, or you still might be confused, but at least you're going, you're moving forward to something.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So we're coming close on our time, but do you guys have any advice that you guys would go back and give your 20-year-old self or aspiring entrepreneurs? Anything? Any advice to anyone?
I mean, it was hard. If you need right ahead. Okay. I'd have to think.
I think this goes to all college students or honestly anybody. Just like FOMO is just don't let it eat you up. So the fear of missing out. I think that it's so easy to think you have to do everything in this short 4-year or 3-year time span and that you're going to miss everything if you don't do everything. And like that you need to slow down and just not be hurried. You need to take it in and just appreciate what you have. I'm not saying that I was definitely somebody who was busy, 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 go, go, go. And looking back, I'm like, oh, I wish I had soaked up a little bit more. And that way you're just like remembering your experiences, remembering what you're learning. I was so quick to get out of here. I wanted to so bad. I got sucked in. I'm okay with it. But yeah, just don't let FOMO like be the reason you are just exhausted and tired all the time. Slow down. Life isn't always going to be like instant gratification. Like some things take time. So that'd be my advice.
Thank you. I agree with you. Well, I mean, I'm much older, so going to college when I was going to college was a lot different. I mean, I tell them all the time the differences and how easy it is now. That's one thing that I do love telling the students. I'm like, okay, let's go back to when I was in school. We didn't have all this. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was like we had phone registration. You had to sit on a phone until you got through, and then you had to put all your classes in. We didn't have computers. So, I mean, I do a lot of, well, just look what you have. Mm-hmm. There is so much more stuff out there now that you can go get and go use. Just use it. Use your brain. You've used them before. Just use it and go do your research. That's one of the biggest pet peeves of mine because that was the type of person I was. I always went, I didn't ask for any help unless I was just at the point where I just could not figure nothing out. Then I'd ask for help, which isn't always good, but that was me. But at least I went out there and tried to find it. Mm-hmm. And there's so much more research out there now, so much more things out there that helps the students that I didn't have that when I was going to school, that I tried to remind them, listen, times have changed. Technology has changed. And there's so much out there for you. You just have to grab it. And you're in one of the biggest schools or colleges that you're going to learn that from your courses because you have to do research. You have to go find a lot of information instead of just stopping and asking. Mm-hmm. I said that's the easy way out. Do it yourself. Try first.
Great advice.
Thank you.
Yeah, so for me, if I was giving myself or any other college kids advice, it'd probably be to slow down, enjoy the moment, like Aaron said, and also to be okay with not completing all your goals, like currently, especially college kids, 18, 19, even 20, 21. It's okay that you don't have your end goals completed yet as long as you're working towards them.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, thank you guys all so much for coming in today. It's honestly, I've had so much fun talking to you. I know everyone who's watching is going to enjoy it. But thank you guys so much again.
Of course. Probably. Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thank you all so much for watching. Please comment, subscribe, and come visit us again next time. Bye.